If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. And Paul says to the people in verse 1, "Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth." Verse 7. "What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid, nay, I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust, except the law had said, Thou shalt not covet. But sin taketh occasion by the commandment wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once. But when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, worketh working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I." Sound familiar? "If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do." Sound familiar? "Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin." I want to preach on this thought for just a moment in time tonight. And I know it was a lot of reading and you're hearing, but I want to preach for just a thought tonight, if God will be my help. The good way, you can find it. Amen? The good way, you can find it. As the testimonies have already, this has already been preached tonight. Amen? We could go home and say, praise God, the message that God wanted to preach has already been preached. We've stood tonight and we've said that we try and we try and we fail. And we try again, praise God, Brother Rex, and we fail. And we try again, and we fail, and we come short of the glory of God. But Paul says here, he said, you know what? He said, a justification for a child of God. Just as if we've never sinned, praise God, but knowing that we will. God, even when he sent his son down to die for me and you on the cross of Calvary, he sent perfection down to earth for me and you, knowing that we would continue in our sinful way and we would continue to falter and fail and sin. Amen. But Paul's telling them here in the Romans as they're writing on, he's writing to them on the justification of faith. Amen. That faith is with the law and faith is because of the law. Amen? Without the law, we wouldn't know. Paul said, we wouldn't know it. We were sinners. If God hadn't said, thou shalt not, praise God, we wouldn't know. We wouldn't know that we weren't supposed to. Amen? But I'm glad today, praise God, that there's a good way and we can find it today, praise God, with the help of the Lord, because He guides us and leads us into the path of righteousness. Amen? I didn't say in the path of righteousness. I said into the path of righteousness. He'll get us there, praise God. We've got to get there before we can travel on it. Yeah. Amen? I thought about that as I was studying this. When we went to West Virginia, we had to go up 81, and then you get up on 77, heading up into West Virginia. But in order to head up 77, praise God, we had to get there. And it seems like you get going up there, it seems like it takes a long time to get there. To where you cut off. Amen? We may be here tonight, praise God. It seems like it's taking you a long time, longer than it should, to get to where you need to be. Amen? But praise God, just hang on, glory be to God. You'll get there with the help of the Lord. If we put our faith and trust in the Lord, praise God, He'll get us there. He'll show us the way. That's what Paul's telling them here. He said, you know that not, brother. I speak to them that know the law. He said, no, you're not. He said, you know what the law says. You know what the law can do. Amen. And he's speaking of that justification by faith. Amen. The justification by faith, he said, praise God, it doesn't allow sin, but it points us to sin. Amen. It shows us what sin is. He goes on over here in verse 5. He says, for when we were in the flesh, the motions of sin which were by the law did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. You know what sin brings is death. Amen. The law points out sin. When we realize that we sin, praise God, sin bringeth forth death. Without the law, there was no sin. Amen. But when the law come, praise God, then we begin to realize that they was said that we were sinful. Amen. When I as a young person growing up as a kid, I never knew what sin was. I knew these things that was right, and they was things that was wrong. But till I come to the age of accountability, amen, that's just what I knew, right and wrong. And amen. But I didn't know there was a consequence for the wrong part. Amen. Just like there's a consequence for the right part. See, Mom and Daddy would praise me when I'd done right. And when I messed up, they'd beat the fire out of me. Amen. My mama wore out more trees, snatching off switches than anything. I mean, praise God, she had to grow trees in the yard just for switches. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. That was before the time when they said, oh, you can't whip your children. You just got to give them time out. Amen. My mother gave me time out. Time out long enough to wear me out. Amen. Praise God, I deserved a whole lot more than what I got. Amen. And you did too. Amen. But when God gives us a spanking, we deserve a whole lot more than what we got. But amen, praise God. Ain't you glad God's gracious? His mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord. Verse 6, it said, but now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. Amen. So what Paul's tells here, they something took place in his life. Amen. Now, he said that he was a Pharisee of Pharisees. According to law, he lived blameless. Amen. Amen. In his mind, praise God, everything was all right. He even goes as far to say in verse 7, now watch this. Now, this is where the rubber meets the road. He said, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Now, I had not known sin but by the law, for I had not known lust except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. Amen? Paul said, I was a Pharisee of Pharisees. I was trucking along. I was doing what the law said. Amen? According to the best of his human physical ability, he was doing what the law required, what the law said. Amen? Had her sewed up. Thought he had all the answers. Had his ducks lined up in a row, if you will. But then when the law come along, praise God, it began to open his eyes. And then the Bible, because he said, if I had not long known lust, except the law had said, thou shalt not covetousness. Paul come to himself one day. He said, I come to myself one day, praise God. He said, I realized that I was a covetous person. He said, I was desiring things that weren't mine. Amen? He said, I was desiring things that didn't belong to me. You say, what was it? Probably a little bit of prestige. Amen? He wanted to be the man. He wanted them to know that he knew. Amen. And when it comes to the law and the things of the temple, praise God, that he was all about it. Hello? Does that sound familiar? I know what God says. I know what the Word says. Amen. But there's a difference between knowing it and living it. Amen. We can know what it says to the cow come home, praise God, to the moon and back, but if we don't live it, it's null and void. Amen. But God's Word does not go out. It's not null and it's not void. It finds a place. It hunts a place to take root. It hunts a place to make changes. Amen. So Paul says, I knew the law. I knew what it said, but it was the law that brought me to the point that I realized I was a covetous person. Amen. He said, but sin taking occasion by the commandment wrought me in all manner of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. He said, I knew what the law said, but I had all kind of loose living. Hello? Is anybody still here? He said, I knew what the Word said, I knew what God said, but there was still a lot of loose living in my life. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, for I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. He said, oh my goodness. He said, what have I been doing? He come to himself, Brother Rex. He said, you know what? The law is right. Praise God. It's a commandment. It's the guideline. Praise God. It's the revealer of truth. Amen. It's the revealer of truth. It shows me where God wants me to be. Amen. It will show me there. It sends that we need, praise God, that it might relieve our sin. Amen. But the law can't take away sin. It never could. Amen. All it could do was reveal our sin. It could point us to it and show us where it was. Amen. But Paul says, praise God, I come to myself and I realize, praise God, that the commandment was real, that the Word of God was real and alive. And I wasn't doing a very good job in living the law. I knew it, but I wasn't living it. A lot of people today know what God says, but we're not living what God says. So what do we do, praise God? There's a good way, praise God, and we can find it. We have to seek it with all our heart. And we'll find it. Amen. Paul said, I desired it. I searched for it, but I couldn't find it. He said, the commandment which was ordained to life, I found it to be unto death. Amen. For sin, verse 11, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me and by it slew me. He said, it brought me low. Praise the Lord. He said, wherefore the law is holy and the commandment holy and just and good. So he said, the law of God, praise God, he said, it's a good thing. Amen. The law of God, the Word of God, the things of God, praise, it's a good thing. Amen. Amen. It guides us and leads us. It's that guideline that we follow. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, was then that which is good made death unto me? That's a question. God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, worketh death in me, that by which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. Amen? So what he's saying, now watch this, or you'll miss it. He said, okay, said, the law appointed to, and the law showed me sin. He said, I could see it, but he said, the sin began to be revealed to me. Amen. He said, I began to see the sin in my life. He said, I began to see my sinfulness. I didn't just see the Word and say, you know what? Well, God don't like that. But then he said, I seen myself in that. Amen. And he said, that I had been seeing as sin, it became exceedingly sinful, because it began to bring conviction on my heart. Amen. Conviction began to come home, and I began to see it. And it began to change me, make a difference in me. Because look what he says in verse 14. Now watch this. He says, for we know that the law is spiritual. Amen. He said, the law is spiritual. But I am carnal, sold under sin. He said, I come to myself, and I realize that the law, praise God, it was more than just the law. He said it was a spiritual thing. It's a holy and a righteous thing, a just thing, a good thing. Amen. He said, he comes and says, so it's not just a bunch of do's and don'ts. Amen. Cans and canes. But he said, praise God, it's a roadmap and guidance, amen, to get me closer to God, to point me in a direction he wants me to go. Amen. So that he can begin to help me to get to where I need to be. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about a good way. We can find it, praise God, when we realize that God's laying it out for us to show us the way. Amen. What's happening around here is we're starting to get it. Amen. We're starting to realize that there's a force in this world, praise God, and it's called the Spirit of God that's bigger than we are. That's what Paul said, the Spirit, praise God. He said it's a spirit. The law is a spiritual thing. A spiritual thing took over, praise God, and it was bigger than that carnal person that I was. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said there was a whole lot of struggling going on. He said, for that which I do, I allow not. He said, I don't understand why I did it, but I did it. Amen. Do you understand why you do what you do? Sometimes I come to myself, I'll be honest. We're church family, right? We're here tonight just to worship the Lord and feed. Sometimes I come to myself and I think, why in the world did I even say that? Huh? Or I come to myself and say, why did I do that? I mean, no more than I do it, no more than I say it. Boom, listen, I can't. Holy Spirit of God smites my heart. I say, oh God, I'm sorry. Yeah. You ever been there? Yeah. You ever done that? Yeah. It's a spirit. That's the law of God. That's a spiritual thing, spiritual part of God speaking to the carnal part of me and you, telling us, praise God, that there's a good way and you can find it, praise God. What he's doing to you and me is glory to God. He's taking us out, praise God, moving us out of that. Paul said, listen, it's about the justification, but it's about the law. The just shall live by faith, but praise God, don't mean they get to be sinful because of law. He said, justification doesn't give you a right to be sinful. Just because you've been saved, just because you've been born again, praise God, don't give you a license to sin. Because he said there's a force, amen, that's greater than our sin, that's greater than our flesh, praise God, that overshadows us. Paul back says, Susan, I got this thing, I guess you could say a revelation. Amen. I was reading the Word of God one day, and it was a while back, you remember, it may have been the nurse I was talking about where Mary was overshadowed by the Spirit of God. Amen. And she consumed in her womb. Praise God. I got to think about that overshadowed power that's with us all the time now. Praise God. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, no matter what you're saying, praise God, there's a force with you. An overshadowing force, praise God, that's a looking down to help you. Amen. No matter how short we come, no matter how many times we mess up, he's there with us. He loves us. Amen. Glory be God, I'm vile and wicked, just an old sorry piece of clay, but I'm still on the potter's wheel.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, he never takes me off the wheel. He's always working on me, molding me and making me, praise God. Working out all those old carnal, that old carnality out of my life. Paul's telling him, say, praise God. He said, justification by faith because of the law. Because God pointing out to us our shortcomings. You know, if we would do what the Bible says, we could help each other. The Bible says confessing our faults one to another. Amen? If we could come together in love, that means that when somebody comes, Brother X says, church, listen, said, I've got a fault, said, I'm having problems with my old mouth a flopping when it ought to be a flopping. Help me pray. What you know what we ought to do? We'll say, glory be to God, I'm going to pray for me lest I be called the same thing. Pray God, and then I'm going to help Rex pray.
Amen.
You know what'll happen? It's amazing that God's Word works this way. When I go to get help so I know I don't get caught up in the same thing, it's going to start helping me. Yeah. Amen. And my praying is going to start helping him. So we'll start all getting help. Amen. By just listening to God. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't that amazing how that works? Amen. That's the way God set it up. So that we don't get caught up in our pride, but so we can submit ourselves to God. Look over at James. Let me just go there so I won't show you. I mean, I know most of you is from Missouri. Amen. The Bible says, now this is lined up what Paul was talking about. In James chapter 4, verse 5, it said, do you think that the Scripture saith in vain, the Spirit that dwells in us lusteth to envy, but He giveth more grace. Now watch this. Wherefore He saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Amen. Now what James is telling us there, he says, when you're struggling, praise God, instead of puffing up and saying, praise God, I'm just going to have to do better. No, we just need to bow down low, amen, and say, God, help me. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We come away from self, praise God, and self-centeredness, and we come to the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I know I can be better than this. There's a good way. Lord, just help me to find it. Point me at it, amen, and help me to go that way.
Amen.
Amen. God began to do that just like He promised He would. Amen? He said, because in order to do verse 7, you've got to be able to do verse 6. If we can't get rid of pride, praise God, and humble ourselves, you'll never be able to submit yourself to God. Amen? He said in verse 7, said, submit yourself therefore to God. Amen? Submit yourself, give yourself God, totally sell out to God. Say, Lord, I can't, but You can. Let me ask you a question. We're Bible believers tonight, right? Right?
Yeah.
Amen. How many of you believe tonight that God can? Anybody doubt that God can? Amen? Is there anything that God can't do? Can anybody think of anything that God can't do? They can't lie. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's nothing that God can't accomplish. And there's nothing that God can't accomplish in us.
Amen.
See, it's just this old stinking flesh that's holding us back. Amen. Praise God. It's pride in ourselves. Praise God. Say, well, you know what? I've just got to learn to be better. I've got to do gooder. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't do gooder. Amen. Our do gooder don't work. Paul said, that I would, I do not, and that I would not, that I do, praise God. He said, I'm caught in a strait betwixt it. Amen. I can't get away from that old fleshly man, praise the Lord, but there's an inner man that's bigger than that. Amen. And I will say, praise God, there's an inner man that's bigger than that outer man. But you know what the problem is with us fundamental independent Bible believing Baptists? Amen. I claim myself to be a Baptist. Amen. Oliver B. Green said, bless God. He said he didn't brag on the Baptists a whole lot. Said they wondered why. He said there's too many of them in the penitentiary. Amen. Don't he say that? Amen. Said there's too many Baptists in the penitentiary. But I won't say when we humble ourselves and we come before God, then we can submit ourselves to Him in a humbleness. Amen. Say, no, God, I'm not, but You are. I'm little, but You're big. But see what's happened. Our mind ain't big enough. Our mind can comprehend I can comprehend my flesh. I know the fella that I shave every morning. Amen. I know me pretty well. But that man that lives inside me, I can't see him. Amen. Hello? He don't reveal Himself very much. And when He does it, now watch. And don't you say, well, that preacher ought to be better than that. Praise God, you're just like me. That person that does reveal Himself, the most of the time when He does, I don't like it. I don't like Him. Why? Because God don't like Him either.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
But when I realize that there's something that's bigger than me, than this flesh that I carry around, This 160 pounds I towed around on these old wobbly legs. Amen? Praise God. That there's something bigger than that that lives in me. And it's that force that lives in me, praise God, that'll make me what God would have me to be. When I can't, praise God, when I can't do, find the good way, praise God, He'll find it for me.
Amen.
Hello. Yeah. Amen. You ain't a shouting too much tonight. You're to be.
Yeah.
Praise God, there's a good God that loves us. Amen. Paul said, there's something bigger. But when we realize that God, amen, the God that's in the God of the universe and the God that's in us is bigger than this old flesh we tote around, praise God, we'll get victory.
Amen.
God will stir our souls to revival.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm looking for revival, praise God. I believe this community's looking for revival. I tell you what, I'll just be honest with you. I've been up here to church quite a bit here lately during the day. And you know what God's a-doing? We ain't going to them, so He's sending them to us. I don't know how many folks here in the last couple of weeks, praise God, that I've talked to out here in the parking lot, that I've prayed with out here in the parking lot, praying as they was passing by. Amen. Seen the church, seen the cemetery, had a reason, praise God, to come. Why? Because somebody was here to tell them about Jesus. Amen. Amen. And we won't go to them, praise God, He'll send them to us. Amen. Praise God, I'm looking for a Holy Ghost revival. Praise God. When we humble ourselves and submit ourselves to the Lord. Said, submit yourself therefore to God. Why? Because you come with a humble spirit. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. Amen. And he'll flee from you. Would you like to get rid of the devil? Huh? Wouldn't you like just be shed of the devil? You know how to do that? The devil? Oh, Jesus. Hey, man, I thought you was kind of talking devil worship. Hey, man. What we do is when we submit ourselves to God, we say, you know what, Lord, I'm nothing, but you are. I'm just an old vile clump of clay. That's all I am. I'm out to sin and mess up. I'm out to hurt your feelings. I'm out to say things I oughtn't say, praise God. Not that I mean to, but it's just the way I am. But praise God, if I submit that to God, every day I say, oh God, please help me to do what I ought to do today. Help me not to say anything that hurt people that you died for, that you shed your blood for. And I try to live that day, praise God, according to His promise of Him helping me. And I can pillow my head. Before I pillow my head tonight, I can say, Lord, thank you for today, for helping me in all those occasions. Amen. You get to thinking, meditating on it, praise God, you'll begin to see God stepping in and intervening. God helping, God sending people your way, God giving you a little nudge on purpose. Amen. I like that, don't you? Praise God, you're sitting there and all of a sudden you don't know what to say. You feel like a sheep looking at a new gate, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost just moves upon you, and boy, there it is. Hey, man, you just lay it out there, boy, and somebody that needs something will just go to weeping and a crying and tears are flowing. Glory be to God, and you feel joy boiling up down your soul. Next thing you know, you're a weeping too. Amen. Just because God showed up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Me and Brother James was out here yesterday. I believe it was yesterday. Yesterday. Yesterday we was out here and we was getting something out of the truck. Little old gal went up there and she was up in the cemetery. She come out and she was just weeping and crying. I got talking to her. She got to weeping and crying some more. I got talking to her about the Lord and His goodness and His greatness and how He's able to take care of all things. Lord be God, she just weeping and crying. Got to have prayer with her. She's weeping and crying. Praise God. Hey, she went away and I got blessed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody passing by. Amen. Why? Because God will make a way. Praise God. He'll move in that old carnal person, and that spiritual person will supersede the carnal person. And He'll do it on purpose. And as we submit ourselves to God, Paul says He begins to do it more and more. He said because the flesh don't like it. The flesh, it's hard to be humble, amen? You know, when you're perfect in every way. Amen? There's no faults at all. You feel almost Christ-like sometimes, right? Amen? Doing everything the right way, saying the right things, doing the right things, going the right places. Right. Not in the real world. Amen. Maybe in the world of your mind. Amen. But not in the real world. In the real world, the Bible says we sin and come short of the glory of God. But when we come with submissive hearts, we submit ourselves to the Lord. When we commit ourselves to Him, we begin to get an advantage. Hello? Amen. Isn't it nice to have an advantage? Amen. You know, whatever you got, I used to get advantages all the time. Amen. Because I've always been little. I mean, I've never been big. I'll never be a big person, believe it or not. At 50, you quit growing for some reason. Amen. Except for, yeah. But I was always able to come up with something that would make me equal. I had a brother that was 5 years older than me, always bigger. That's not good. That's not good either, because when they're bigger, they wear husky jeans. Amen.
Hand-me-downs.
If you get the hand-me-downs, you have to use seagrass string to hold them up. But he's always bigger, so in order to get an advantage, I had to get something that would make us equal. Amen. And it didn't take me very long as a little fella to learn how to get equal. I'd grab whatever was laying around. Ball bat, a broom, a BB gun. I lost more BB guns that way. Amen. To where I could get... But you know what God said? Paul said, praise God. He said, I realize that I've got an equalizer. Amen. That when this flesh rises up, things is giving me a fit, and the world's throwing the curveballs at me all day long. Thank God he realized. He said, I realize I've got an equalizer that's bigger than everything that they could throw at me. Amen. Praise God. It's that reaches down to where I'm at, picks me up, praise God, when I can't walk, and carries me a while. Lifts me up, praise God. Let me know He loves me, and He's there to help me, and He'll not let me fall. Praise God. God don't save you to let you fall. God saves you to lift you up.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, that's what we got to realize, praise God, that He's big. And that's in us is Him. Amen. This little vessel we carry around, praise God. Amen. You may be 220-pound bulletproof. But praise God, you're no match for the devil. Amen. But praise God, there's a God of heaven that is. Praise God, when I don't know what to do, praise God, and I try to do my best, but I fail. Amen. God says, I know what. He said, I know the way that you're trying to go, and I'll help you find it. See, God knows the right way.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. God knows the right way. He knows the way we need to go. Newsflash, God knows what's best for you.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. He knows what's best for you. And knowing that He knows what's best for us, He knows how to make us our best. Paul goes on, verse 17, it says, now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. See, he said, there's something that's dwelling in us. He said, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. There's nothing good in this flesh. It's flesh we live. Hey, listen, Brother James, from the day we're born, the day we go out of here, our flesh will cause us problems. And as you get older, it causes you more and more problems. Amen? Until finally God takes the problem away. Praise the Lord. He said, dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me. But Paul says, I know what's right. He said, and I desire to do good. I believe every person in here tonight desires to do good. I don't think there's anybody. Well, let me look. There may be one or two. They're volunteering, brother. They're volunteering. I mean, Lord help us. There's nobody in here that desires to just be mean, spiteful, wicked, and hateful. Amen? Quit. There's nobody in here that desires to be like that. I don't want to be hateful. I asked a person the other day, a young lady, I was talking to her, and I mean, she was just real rude, real hateful. And she was being rude and hateful to her mother. And I kind of stepped in. I thought for a minute maybe I was overstepping my bound, but the Lord spoke my heart, so I did. Amen. I tried to mind the Lord. And I said, young lady, I said, what are you doing? And her mother just looked at me. She didn't say nothing. I said, you're being very disrespectful. And she just hushed. And boy, her eyes, she got just as somber. I mean, she was just, you know, and all of a sudden she just, and I said, let me ask you a question. I said, do you know the Lord? Lord Jesus Christ? And she said, yeah. I asked her, well, what do you think He thinks about this? He's watching. And I said, if something happened to you today, if something happened to you right now, how would you want people to think and remember you? I said, is this the way you'd like for them to remember you, is being just nasty and hateful? And boy, she just almost teared up. She said, no. I said, well, just don't do it. I said, just settle in your heart that you're not going to do this no more. And the Lord will help you. I said, you don't have to be this way. Amen. She never said a word. She just sat there. And the mother looked at me. And when I looked at her in her eyes, man, she mouthed the word, thank you. And I went about my business. But you don't have to be that way. See, society has told us and taught us that we've got to have a comeback. We've got to, you know, we've got to be right on the cutting edge of insults. We've got to right on the cutting edge of a comeback. But you know the greatest, humblest thing you can do is when a person will take ridicule or take being cut down and just grin and bear it. Amen. Oh, that goes against every fiber in our being, don't it? Boy. I mean, that cuts us to the core. But praise God, Paul says, you know what? He said, I desire to do. He said, I had a hard time doing it. You do too. But he said, there's a force in us, praise God, that can help us to do the right thing, to go the right way. Amen. So that we can make a difference in somebody's life. Amen. So that somebody can see a change in us. He said, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. Now here's the text I was trying to get to tonight. He said, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. Is that not where we are today? Is that not where you are in your Christian life? When you try to do good, it just seems like you can't find the way. Well, let me tell you the way tonight. Amen. It's Jesus Christ, your Lord. Amen. Give Him preeminence. You may have to go out and buy you one of them bracelets. And you may have to put one on both arms. WWJD, what would Jesus do? Amen. Amen. Situation come. And no matter, and that way, no matter which fist you want to throw first, you got that wristband to remind you. Amen. And you're not going to whoop them in Jesus' name either. Amen. Sometimes you feel like it, I know. But Paul says, what? He said, how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good which I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Amen. Paul wasn't no different from me and you. Amen. You say, well, preacher, he was the great apostle. He was Paul. I mean, he's a saint of God. Yeah, but he was still crawling around in his flesh, just like me and you. But is that an excuse to sin? God forbid. He said, God forbid. The law teaches us that there's a better way. It's in Christ Jesus.